Thank you, Steve. It's Bill Leff and Harry Tynowitz, who's sitting in for Wendy. Wendy will be back on Monday. We are joined right now by Kurt Wagner. You know Kurt. Hi, Kurt.
Hello.
He talks TV with us. He's from TVShowPatrol.com. It's right there on your computer, TVShowPatrol.com. How are you, Kurt? Everything good?
Great.
Thank you for coming in today.
Yeah.
Great to see you. Harry and I were having, I want to say a disagreement, but it became a fist fight is what it became. He maintains that This Is Us, as great as it was in its first season
it was great,
is no longer great. That's what Harry says.
Do you think that's because the weekly onslaught of hanky pulling stories is wearing you down?
I don't mind the crying. You know, kind of. Bill pondered if it was maybe I was not happy to have my heart tugged at, heartstrings tugged at. I don't mind that. I just think like they've kind of like the gimmick. I don't want to say gimmick because it was so very real how they would go back from
the time shifting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was spectacular.
Yeah.
And, you know, the surprise of it all. And then like they added Jack's brother in one episode. But it's just, to me, it's almost become like a caricature of itself. It's the same.
You see it that way, Kurt?
It's the same type of story. Week in and week out, and I just get the feeling like, certain characters. I mean, I don't care about the mom.
Mandy Moore's character,
no,
Rebecca?
And I think the makeup is bad on her.
Oh.
She looks like she's younger when they put her in mom.
Interesting.
I don't think she looks younger.
I mean, she looks like a kid who's been like trying to look like her mom.
What are your thoughts?
Somebody just did a big story. Where did I see that Variety about how they do the makeup for her? But apparently not very well, according to Harry.
Do you have super HD instead of regular HD?
I might. But, you know, I just it was so great last year, and I was so excited for this season.
It's hard to do that because the first year, of course, is, you don't expect, like even that first episode, you don't expect the surprise that you got.
Well, there were, if you look at those first few episodes, there was a surprise. Like in the very first episode, you didn't know that the three of them were brothers and sisters until almost the end of the episode.
That's what I mean.
Then there was the episode where Jack's old partner is her new husband. You didn't know that.
Right.
And so that was a surprise.
So there's all those things happening. But I think, I watched the wedding episode. Was that this week?
It could be. Don't give away too much.
No, but all I wanted to say was it struck me at one point as, why don't these people just get over it?
Then you wouldn't have a show, though.
Be happy.
No, there's no.
I think that goes to what Harry's talking about, is that it just starts to feel sort of sane.
Even when there's a wedding.
Yeah. It's like, just shut up and be happy.
My wife and one of my daughters fast forward through any of the scenes that aren't Randall's family. When it's not Randall's family, they fast forward. They don't want to see the Kevin stories or the Kate stories. They're like, oh, complaining.
Right.
They want to see the good stuff.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Possibly, yeah.
Hmm.
I kind of agree a little bit.
I love
the woman who plays his wife.
Yeah, I do too. The one is Beth.
Yeah,
she's great.
She's very good.
Susan Karachi Watson, I believe is her name. Isn't this a bad sign, though, if we're only two seasons in and people like Harry are already saying, all right, the gimmick has run its course for me. I don't want to watch it anymore. That's bad two seasons
in. It is, but apparently Harry's in the minority because it's still doing really well.
It does, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm Jewish?
He's not saying that, Harry. He's not saying that, no.
But it's kind of like Lost. With Lost, after a few seasons, people said, oh, this is getting old, they're repeating itself. But the way the second season started out, right, with Simon showing up, I mean, they kept adding characters that were different, that were unique, that were great. And how do you add characters on an island where a plane went down?
Right.
But I thought Lost was very good for a while.
Wasn't it a missed opportunity on This Is Us? They established, as we had said, Jack has a brother. We didn't know he had a brother, and then they show that he has a brother. So in my head, I'm like, well, here's 6 months worth of storyline. We find out about Jack's brother. But then we find out, no, he died in the war.
Yeah.
So,
but
that
he can still come back.
That was a...
I mean, that's
canny?
That's the craziness of the show.
Well, they could do flashbacks about him.
Jack's going to be around for a while.
Yeah,
Milo and the guy who plays Kevin, Justin, are going to be at C2E2.
Yeah, I saw that.
They're doing a panel and autograph signings.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. So people in Chicago can go get there
and gawk at them.
Yeah.
And Harry, you can go and
get there, this
express your displeasure. I used to love you. What happened?
But you know, maybe you know, the writers will hear that in season 3.
Yeah.
Something will come along.
A robot dog. I bet they had a robot dog.
It does feel a lot like
Cousin Oliver.
Yep, here comes Cousin Oliver.
They're back to that angst.
Yeah, maybe. All right, Kurt Wagner's here. Do you like your angst? Do you like your TV angst? TVshowpatrol.com. We'll keep you up to date on what's what. We'll pick this up next. It's Bill and Harry in for Wendy on WGN. It's Bill Leff and Harry Tynowitz. Harry sitting in for Wendy, who will return on Monday. Our guest is Kurt Wagner. He's a writer over at TVshowpatrol.com.
Am I really a guest anymore?
I don't know. You're part of the family. And whenever we time shift, Harry wants to cry but won't let himself cry.
I don't get the gift bag anymore, no. So I must not be a guest.
No, you're part of the family now. Yep. Like it or not.
The gift bag's much better now.
So. Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
Too bad. Kurt, we started this thing a couple of weeks ago where you do a pick of the week, and it's been very successful. Everybody enjoys
Everybody
this.
Loves
what
it.
What are your... This week, more than one pick. You have two picks this week.
I actually
week.
Have three.
Three picks.
But we can just do the two.
It's an all-time record. What are your picks?
There because there's a lot of good stuff out there. So now these two are on streaming services, so...
For people who don't know, that means...
Online.
You can see it online.
Yeah, you can stream it online. Or you can, both of these, I think you can stream through your, sometimes cable has it in that apps thing.
And they put the whole season out, not just one episode
right.
at a time?
Right.
All right.
Most
good.
Of the time, yeah. So the first one is, we've talked about Acorn TV before, which mm-hmm. is the sort of does a lot
TV
of
for squirrels.
Shows and stuff. Yeah, TV for squirrels.
People with very short attention spans.
Chip gave it a thumbs up, but Dale?
They didn't like it. What's on Acorn TV?
This lawyer show called Striking Out. It's an Irish lawyer drama.
Yeah.
And it's really good. It's six episodes each season. The second season starts today.
Okay.
On Acorn, but you can see the first season. It's still there. And it's just this great, fun, they call it a drama, but it has a lot of very funny moments in it, you know, and it starts out, the first season starts out when Tara Rafferty, this lawyer at a big corporate firm or uh-huh. whatever, finds her fiance. She leaves her hen party, her bachelorette party,
yeah.
and finds her fiance in bed with one of their coworkers.
Oh.
And it doesn't go over so well.
No, I bet not.
Even though he begs for forgiveness. Oh. So she dumps him, leaves the firm and that where she worked with him,
yeah.
and starts her own practice. And she starts working out of the back office of this cafe.
Yeah.
Where it was a storeroom and they turned it into this nice office oh. for her. And this guy who she had defended becomes her assistant. Like he sort of creates his own job.
Yeah.
And becomes her assistant because he sees that she's kind of fallen apart and needs some help. But it's just really good and engaging and fun. And Amy Huberman is this Irish actress who plays the lead character. And she's just great to watch.
Does this take place in Ireland?
Yeah,
or are they?
Set in
it does. Oh,
yeah,
nice. All right, good.
But I had the chance to meet her at TCA in yeah. Pasadena.
Yeah.
And she's hilarious. And we got to talk. And then it turns out that she spent a gap year in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
When she was 19
oh,
years
wow.
old.
Yeah.
And she told all these great stories.
Oh, good.
She lived in Roscoe Village, where I used to live.
Yeah.
Around the same time. She'd been to the Village Tap and hung out there. But she talked about working at a Greek restaurant where she wasn't supposed to serve liquor, but the owners were like, well, you're Irish, we're Greek, we're the same.
You so
can
you can
work
do
here
it.
And do this.
Oh, nice. Good.
And
is she well known in Ireland? Because I don't know her.
She's hugely well known in yeah. Ireland. Yeah.
Amy Huberman.
And she won their equivalent of the Emmy for this show.
The IFTA Award?
Yeah, IFTA. I'm not sure what it stands for, but it's their equivalent of the Emmy for this show, for her role in this show. And so I have a story on my site right now about just her talking about her time in Ireland and us talking about all the things we know, or her time in Chicago.
I'm familiar with IFTA. It's the Irish Frickin' Television Award.
Are you yeah. sure, Harry? I don't know
that's
if that's
exactly
right.
What it is.
That is it? Okay.
And Neil Morrissey, who's this veteran British actor, is also
he's the
co-star, and I met him too. And I'll have a story up later today, both of them.
All right.
About
so again, that is called
Striking Out,
and it's on either Acorn TV or you can stream it
yeah.
on your computer.
Yeah,
I thought I was getting a baseball premise there, but she's striking out from her own.
Yeah, from
yeah,
her own.
Her own.
Yeah,
and this right. season's really good because all these big people she stood up against are now sort of coming at her.
Oh.
And coming at all the people who work with
that
her.
That sounds interesting. Yeah. That's pick number one for you. And the second one is?
The second one is called This Close.
Mm-hmm.
And it is on Sundance Now, which is Sundance TV's online arm.
Mm-hmm.
My guess it might come to Sundance TV also. But it's a 6-episode dramedy, and it centers on two deaf best friends in their late 20s, early 30s. And one's a gay guy, one's a straight woman, and she's engaged. It's the first series ever created, written, and produced by deaf people.
Oh, wow.
Shoshana Stern and Josh Feldman are the creators, and they play the two main characters.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's sort of unpolished. It's not like high gloss, high budget type of thing, but it's really good in that it's so real,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's sort of there. It's sort of like any other show about people that age, them trying to make it in the world and in romance and all that kind of stuff. And but it has this twist, you know. The stories are sort of universal, but the fact that like her fiance won't communicate with her is kind of difficult because she struggles to communicate with people all day long. You know, it sort of heightens that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you know, then they also show like the benefits of being deaf, if you want to say that. Like they have this funny scene where they're on a plane crossing the country, and there's this crying baby, and no one can get anything done, and it's just really
fine.
Annoying. And they're just napping.
Oh, that's great.
Napping, you know, and it's just sort of funny little sort of life vignettes like that. But Zach Guilford, who used
from
to be
Evanston.
Friday Night Lights from Evanston.
Yeah, I know Zach.
Is in it. He plays her fiance.
Yeah.
And I have a story up at the Sun-Times, him talking about the show, and he says this is the proudest he's been of a show, of anything he's done since Friday Night Lights.
Really?
Yeah. And he hopes that they do a season two and he gets to come back.
He did that show with Joan Allen about her son being kidnapped.
Right.
That was on a year or so ago.
Yeah,
he's a good actor.
Yeah. He is a good actor, and he told this funny story about how he was in Children of a Lesser God in college, and so he had to learn American Sign Language, but he said that they always made fun of him on the set of this show because he didn't do it very well, and they called it ZSL instead of ASL.
For Zach.
Zach's
Sign Language. Very funny.
But he also met Marley Matlin, who plays the deaf guy's mom in this show, and she's also a Chicago native, and so they bonded over...
Oh, gotcha.
Chicago and Children of a Lesser God.
Mark Medoff.
Also
finest,
Children of a Lesser God. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a good idea for a show. I know there's a lot of superhero shows on television already, but this is kind of a nice twist on one. The show Krypton on the Sci-Fi Network.
Yeah, I think I didn't like the first episode, but it starts to get better.
Oh, good.
But it's
it's like a prequel to Superman.
It's a prequel to Superman. It's Superman's grandfather when he was young.
Yeah. On Krypton. Yeah.
And Brainiac is looming through the universe. You know, the Superman's big
Brainiac
villain.
Ruins everything.
And he's off coming to Krypton, and he wants to suck up all the energy out of Krypton like he does. He takes over. He's a taker over of worlds or whatever. And so Seg-El, who is Krypton's grandfather, is trying to finish his grandfather's work, which was to prevent this from happening. But because of the religion on Krypton, they don't believe that there's life anywhere else in the universe.
Oh.
And so they actually get rid of his grandfather.
Would you say this was inspired to some extent by Gotham? Somebody said, well, we got to see the early days of Batman. So
possibly,
maybe the prequel to Superman's a good idea.
You know, they're just both DC and Marvel are trying expanding their reach everywhere. And this show has been in the works for quite a while, and it took a while. It's been kicking around. It took a while to get it going, but now it's coming out.
So that's Krypton. Wednesday is the first episode on the Sci-Fi channel.
Yeah, and if you think the first episode is a little slow, they're just trying to establish everything.
Yeah.
It does get better. I've seen three of them.
You know, there's a show I heard that's coming out about Aquaman's grandfather.
What's that called?
It's called Sarasota.
Oh, Sarasota.
They just put a camera up in Sarasota last week, and everybody's like
is
Aquaman's
that coming on soon?
Grandfather.
I would love to see that.
It'll be on soon.
Sarasota coming soon to a TV near you.
It'll be on an
there's
arm.
There's a lot of wigs to be worn.
Yeah, I would imagine. I would think. Kurt, great to see you.
Yeah,
thanks
you
very
too.
Much. It's Kurt Wagner, everybody. Go to TVshowpatrol.com, and then on Twitter, if you want to follow Kurt and his knowledge of TV, it's at Show Patrol. Just that simple.
That's it.
Thanks, Kurt. Appreciate it. A quick break, then some news, then more show. It's Bill and Harry in for Wendy on WGN.